Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
First thing I want to start off with, 230 Democrats and 205 Republicans. That's what
Well, that number may change, so hold on.
Yeah, that's right. Because we're
doing our best to make that number change.
We're still going in overtime.
That's right.
D. Lovey, how's it going down in Florida? Because we know you're part of the overtime, bitch. Y'all say, we couldn't vote nobody out that said monkeying around.
Listen, like I said, like the man said, the places where that would have happened, those ballots somehow didn't get to the polls, nor did they get counted. So, we're looking right now at the possibility of maybe 70,000 missing votes. If that happens, not only will he win, but he'll win by landslide because that's his hometown.
So you mean to tell me that's what's going on?
Yes, sir.
Well, hey, now, I'm going to be honest with you. They said, what is it, dude that was the bomber, when they shut down the post office there, that had something to do with the votes not coming up there to be counted.
Well, you know, that's sad, because if that is indeed true, then someone should have been on top of that and made sure that they got there. Because whether there's a bomber or anything else, every day something bad's going to happen, and you still have to be prepared to do something.
Well, I worked for the post office.
You can't just do nothing and say, oh, my bad. You can't do that.
I worked for the post office, so they probably just shut down the whole operation.
Right, but it does open up again. Mail was getting delivered, so, you know, I don't
know. You would think you would have got all out.
You can't just hide to get out.
Larissa, you got anything to say about this supposed blue wave that they called it?
Who are you talking to?
Me.
Larissa.
Oh, okay.
Me. Well, listen. I'm hopeful, you know. I'm hopeful. Hopefully things work out for everybody, you know. I was just looking at the news, and they were saying that the recount in Florida, that they weren't going to have enough time to recount the vote, all the votes. They said Thursday is not enough time. And I'm like, well, how can that be? How come they give a deadline? It should just be however long it takes. I mean, I don't drag it out for a month. But, you know, how can you just have a recount and then say you must finish by a certain time?
And that part doesn't make a lot of sense, but at the same time, if you don't put a limit on it, something will turn around and someone else will say, well, you missed these, and they were sitting, they never got submitted ever, and now all of a sudden they're someone who should have voted and didn't because they didn't think it was going to matter. Now the next thing you know, you got to count that vote, so it can turn into a big mess.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I was just kind of confused on that. Like, well, you know, it won't be an accurate recount either if they don't get to count all the votes, but I don't know.
I'm still confused on that because I think they should all be in one location where everybody be able to, I think they're going through a machine count. Am I correct, Donna?
It may turn into a manual count at this point.
Well, if it's a manual count, you know it's going to take longer. Am I right?
Yeah.
Because you got to look. And then Florida, y'all was jinky anyway, because y'all had the little thing in the corner of the ballot. Am I right?
I don't know what you mean. What little thing in the
they
corner of the ballot?
They said down in Broward County, for the governor's race, the way you had to vote, the actual people's name, what was it, Gillum and whatever that dude's name, was in the corner down at the bottom.
Oh, I don't know. I vote up here where people are smart.
Yeah, yeah, where they have a right ballot. Yeah, I understand. But they said 25,000 people missed that.
That wouldn't surprise me.
But they said it's probably because it was in the corner of the ballot. It's a mess.
Well, maybe the list that people will just go through to, I mean, I'm serious. It's not just in Florida, but I've heard about things in North Carolina and all over. Just the list they're going to discourage or discount votes. It's just ridiculous to me.
Well, I guess the thing that I'm concerned about as far as when Florida comes into play is we now have our current governor who's saying that Broward and all of that South Florida has always been suspect. He's been the governor for the past 8 years. Somehow it wasn't suspect, and he was getting voted in. But now it's suspect. So when did the suspicion start? 8 years ago or now? Or back when we had the hanging chads back in 2000. So when did it get suspect? And why haven't you done anything about it as the governor until now? Now you want to file a lawsuit.
Hopefully it isn't any hanging chads because everything.
No,
is
we don't have those anymore. Those machines are long gone.
Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. And you knew what a hanging chad was, right, Larissa?
Yeah.
Where they didn't punch it all the way through.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I mean, literally, it was a machine where you had to take the little tab and press it down. And when you press the tab down, it poked a hole in who you were voting for.
Yeah.
But apparently some of the places where you pressed the little thing down, it didn't do anything, but you didn't know it.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, D-Lovely, it had an indent, but it didn't have a punch all the way through.
Yeah, some of them didn't even have an indent.
It's sad.
Wow.
It was a mess.
That was a mess that year. I remember that year.
That was some scandal stuff. Some Olivia Pope when they would. That was some mess.
Yeah.
Did you guys
hear about the gerrymandering here in North Carolina?
I did not.
They had the district rigged up to favor the Republicans.
And well,
they had
because it don't. You can section all people all you want, but if everybody comes out to vote, it's hard to cheat when everybody come out. It's easy to cheat when a few folks. You know what I mean? When we don't have that many people, it's easy to cheat then. But when everybody come out and vote, because we had, they said it was a record number for a midterm.
Oh, that's good.
I heard it was the largest midterm ever. In the history of our voting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when everybody comes out, it's hard to cheat it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could do certain things like they're doing in Florida. Don't put the main two people in Broward County sub in the corner of the ballot so you almost miss it. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's really hard to cheat a whole lot. That's why this stuff is still going on in certain states. In Georgia, it's a mess. And I believe, dude, that was running the election, the Secretary of State, was
Kemp?
Running the election. Kemp.
Yeah.
I believe he cheated.
In the hen house.
Yeah. He had his hands in the egg house, and everybody talking about, I got a dozen, opened their box and got two eggs. What?
He
was scrambling
and you know, he'll tell him what's going on. He's in charge of everything.
All kind of
shit
going
on
down
there. There's
no
way he should be in charge of the voting or the elections, and he's running for office. It's,
right.
If that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is.
That's like somebody refereeing and coaching at the same time.
Yeah,
right.
And I understand he just resigned from his. Yeah, and he just resigned. Means you knew you were doing something wrong.
He just resigned because they had that court order on him, and he was getting ready to have to testify in court, and he resigned, so he went out to say nothing.
Yeah,
I would have too, though. Hey, they say in sports, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
And you know what? If that's the way it goes, then make sure you understand that the other team might cheat too.
Right.
So don't be mad.
Yeah.
They cheat and you cheat.
And that's why we got to hang up right now.
Do you guys think that Gillum conceded too early?
You know, I'm just going to jump in right here. In my opinion, a concession is simply showing that I trust the system. And this is what the system said. Now, truthfully, a concession is just somebody saying, okay, I quit. But the law says you can't quit. So even if you give a that says, I quit, the law says, well, we gonna do this again, and you may not be quitting. You don't get a chance to quit.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's just a speech. It doesn't mean anything. There's no
legal. Yeah, I was thinking. It was just him being the type of stand-up guy that he is, instead of dragging it on, just saying, look, I'm going to be a stand-up guy and just concede and say, okay. You know, I thought it was noble of him, but I've heard that talk. That's why I asked that question. I've heard that talk of people asking, did he concede too early? But I just thought if he's a stand-up guy, I just thought he was being a stand-up guy, like, you know, doing it.
Yeah, he trusted the system. He saw what the system was saying was happening. He's watching the news just like we were, and it showed him that he basically lost until somebody said, well, wait a minute, what about all these ballots that haven't been counted? So it's like, okay, well, I said I lost because you said I lost.
Wow. Also, speaking of the voting, are you girls, ladies, happy that there's 128 women on Capitol Hill that won? And 128 congresswomen are up there in the House. What's your opinions on that?
Larissa?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's true. I think it's great. I mean, I absolutely think it's great. I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, I think it's just, you know, we are part of this world just like the male race is. We got to get our due. We got to get our time. Some of us are smart. Some of us have good ideas. Some of us can run things. So, no, I don't think. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Do you love it?
Well, I obviously think it's wonderful anytime you get to see somebody represent you that looks like you. So, at this point, we can't do any worse.
Well,
so it's only an opportunity for us to maybe do better.
Well,
there's one lady that's she's gay.
Mm-hmm.
She's a MMA fighter.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's Muslim too. Well, not Muslim, but
no,
she's
not the Muslim.
She's an Indian. She's an Indian. So that was surprising. And ain't going to be no dudes talking noise to her because she'll put them in the figure four. Jeff Sessions got let go. I don't like him anyway. The Keebler elf, I don't like him. Coretta Scott King told us that he was prejudiced before it even started.
Yes, she did. She wrote that joke on a letter.
Eric Holder tweeted out, anyone who attempts to interfere with or obstruct the Mueller inquiry must be held accountable. There's the red line. We are a nation of laws and norms, not subject to the self-interest actions of one man. So he said that after sessions, because it's looking like Trump put his boy Matthew Whittaker. He's a Trump loyalist. He said Mueller investigation was wrong.
No, Trump don't know him. Trump don't know him. Remember?
Yeah, remember he don't know him.
Yeah, that's what he said. But he also said before that, I know him and he's a good guy. So he's on tape saying he know him, and he's on tape saying he don't know him.
Well, you know what? We got to take the last thing the Bible man said.
Yeah, but they go back in time. You still record it. Talking about you knew him and he's a good guy. But then,
well, you said that about a lot of people.
What lie is that number?
I don't know.
Yeah, pick a lie number. Because he also said Scaramucci was a great guy. You can just go down the list of all the people he said were great guys that are gone.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the people of Charlie.
Also, what do you think of Jim Acosta's Yamiche Alcindor, April Ryan, Abby Phillip? What do they all got in common? Trump dogged them out at that every time they asked the question. Abby was on the White House lawn. But Yamiche and April and Jim Acosta was in that press conference on the inside that they had. And the next day, Abby Phillips got dogged out when he said that's a very stupid question. How do you feel about that? Start with you.
Who?
Well, me first.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't hear. I can hear what you said.
Okay. I think it's typical Trump to me. You know, it's typical Trump. If you don't agree with him, if you're not asking questions that he want to answer, you know, he's going to disagree with you. And you know, it got to the point where they were persistent, so he threw him out. I mean, it's tripping. I expect no less of him. I expect no less of him. Not saying it was right, but at this point, I just expect no less of him.
D. Lovely.
Okay. I'm right here at conspiracy theory, so you need to go with me for a second. The president hadn't held a press conference in several months. He has one press conference during the time when he's got a lot of bad stuff going on. The brown people coming to get us from that, trying to get over the wall, and he needs to be prepared for them. And then you find out that the story he's telling ain't true. He hasn't said anything in reference to any of these shootings that clearly are not being done by people who are brown or from other countries or other religions. They look just like him. All of a sudden, we have a press conference. You have Jim Acosta right up front. You also suddenly put an intern, a pretty intern, in a dress up front on the floor. When have you ever had a press conference where the intern jumps up and comes get the microphone?
I thought they used to pass the microphone.
They do. They pass the mic around. The reason that happened was because Trump needed a diversion. He purposely called on Jim Acosta and then started to berate him. And the second he started pushing back, this girl made eye contact with Donald Trump, jumped up and ran and tried to jerk the microphone from a grown-ass man. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to do a lot of things, but if there's a grown man talking, and I don't care who's telling him to stop talking, the way he going to stop talking is you need to get somebody over here to get the microphone. That's not my job. You're an
right.
intern.
Another grown-ass man. Right.
Exactly. Don't send some little girl who you want her to look frail, and all of a sudden he's being aggressive towards her, and then next thing you know, you got a tape showing that he abused her that's fake. All these things are a setup because nobody's talking about the brown people or the other things that he said, that the lies he's telling. The only talking about is Jim Acosta and the poor intern. We don't even know who she is. Where's she today? Where's she? Said nothing.
Wow, that's a good. Oh, I didn't think about that,
Wow. I just don't believe. I believe it was all a setup. I believe he doesn't. He put CNN in that position on purpose because he knew the Trumpettes and the followers were going to jump right on it and said, "That's right. That CNN got a lot of nerve. They hurting that poor white girl. She a sweet girl. We don't even know if she a real intern. We don't know that girl. We ain't never seen her before."
Hey, D Lovely, they sped up the tape to make it look like he karate chopped her.
Exactly.
He didn't even do that.
Mm-mm.
Sarah,
I'm telling you, it's all a setup.
Sarah Huckabee to be ashamed for even trying. She's the one who tweeted out the doctor tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the next day he said he wasn't doctored.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had lied.
And you know what? I'm telling you, we already talked about what liars will do. So you know as well as I do, this whole thing is a smokescreen. It's all about trying to keep us off the things that are important and follow him down this dirty, dark path that he likes to set up. Anything to get men and women fighting against each other.
I agree.
The next subject, Justice Ginsburg broke 3 ribs. 97 years old, or 97 or 87. How old is he?
87.
Okay. And she's a cancer survivor twice, and she had heart surgery while she was in, and she never missed a day on the bench up to that time. And when she got let out of the hospital the next day, she worked from home. She's
that notorious RBG.
You got anything to say about that, Larissa, then Donna?
I just got 3 words. What was going through her mind? I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that lady was thinking. I'll be damned. She'll be damned if she let him replace her with another Kavanaugh. I think she's just like, I'll be damned.
Do you love me?
We got a scandal moment again. We don't know if she actually, and I'm doing them air quotes, fell, or if somehow, oops, she got pushed. And she won't know.
I'm loving your conspiracy theory today.
I don't trust, listen, I don't trust that government at not one second.
Ow.
There is nothing honest but any person sitting in there in the room with that man, and they all tell lies. I don't trust them. And they'll do whatever they need.
I don't think she got pushed, though. I think she would have
been. She wouldn't know.
Oh, come on, now. You know if you're going fast through the floor and you still able to come back to work and talk.
You don't know what they put on the floor. You don't know if the reason she fell was because somebody put something right in front of her bed or right where she get out of the shower. I don't know.
Donna, you going a little far fetched with this.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, you keep believing that people want crazy stuff, and you'll find out that crazy is the way to go.
I was with you with the brown people, but this one I'm really not with you on that one.
I don't know. Ruth ain't going to say nothing.
Wait a minute.
They told her, now listen, somebody told her, said, okay now, that was your last warning.
I think she's old, and she fell. I mean, older people have falls. I mean, it ain't like she walk around.
Hold on, what you're saying is what they want you to say. Listen, my mama 84. She ain't failed in 10 years.
Hey, and that's some people. But other people
My daddy 85. He ain't failed either.
Let me tell you this, Lovely, since we talking about one of your friends that's my friend through me on Facebook, Kim Adams, a.k.a. Rolanda 700, who does movie with me and been on this show, she falls every other day.
Well, you know what? Then we might need to look into her stability. So, you know, maybe she's trying to wear high heels. I don't know. What was Ruth doing? Do we know what she was doing?
Let me tell you why I know, because she fell at my house a couple times. Matter of fact, she fell last time she came to visit us. Just he likes alcohol a little bit too much in the afternoon.
Wow, just throw out there then, why don't you?
she likes a little bit of the bubbly, the fire water, in the afternoon. And she fell and she got two hip replacements. I mean, she got one hip replacement. But it still ain't good falling down on a hip replacement. Or on
it's
the
not,
other side.
It's not good to good on any part of your person.
Yeah. When you're 50, she's 58, just like me. And she fell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And me.
So, I don't know. I think the RBG could have failed.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave that out there and we're going to see. But I guarantee you one thing. She did say, just like Loretta said, she said, "Oh, I'll be damned. You will not
yes,
get
ma'am.
Me.
Yes, ma'am."
She said, "The devil is a lie."
just like Florida and Broward County started singing that, what is it, old girl song? Oops, we did it again.
We duped.
Shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. 12 people killed in the bar. Really, 13. The shooter turned it on himself. How many more of these we got to go through before we do some effective gun control or some kind of change where people don't have to go, you know, to the mall or to a burger joint or sit down and eat or go to a bar, listen to country music and get shot.
Yeah. I think at this point, or a yoga studio just trying to get your stretch on.
Right.
Well, Larissa,
wait to know. We just gotta keep praying that something good comes out of this.
Yep. Yep. I think it's going to take many more, sadly. Sadly, I'm not hoping, wishing for any of this, because every one of them really saddens me, you know, it confuses me, but I think it's going to take many more, and this is why I say that. The NRA has deep pockets, very deep pockets, and they are behind a lot of this, and they're in a lot of these politicians' pockets, handing over that money, and it's just, I don't know, it's not going to be as simple as we think it is. It's not as simple as... Because the NRA has deep pockets, and as long as they're involved, and they're kind of dictating the way these politicians do things, it almost seems like that to me. You know, I didn't realize how deep their pockets was until the school shooting we had down there in Florida. I didn't realize
you're talking about that
the
gay club.
No, the school can't think of the name of just the name of it.
Marjorie.
Yeah, Stone? Marjorie Stone.
Yeah. I didn't realize how deep their pockets was until then, and you know, I don't know what has to happen. You know, they get a conscience, or I don't know. It's going to be more complicated than we think, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Be lovely.
Yeah, I agree. Everything Larissa said, I agree.
I've always said that, I've said this from the beginning, when those kids got shot out there in the Midwest at that little small school where the Congress lady got shot and she's married to the astronaut. When that happened, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
From Colorado?
Yeah. When she got shot, I said then, we need, and we as a nation need to stop manufacturing guns, which I know never happened. But that's what.
Oh no! Are you kidding me? Do you know the money you're talking about asking it to go away?
Yeah, I know.
Stop.
Wait a minute.
That.
It's just like
not happening.
Just like the money for the steel mill. A lot of people working in steel mills is down. A lot of people working in the coal mines because the technology is down. Same thing. That industry got to go away. That's the only way it's going to work. But it ain't never going to happen. I understand that. But I'm just saying that's what needs to happen. They don't have it in China, and they don't have no mass killings. They don't hardly have a mass killing. I'm just saying, that's the only way it could go. But, like Larissa said, I don't think it's ever going to happen because of talking that the NRA got. So, I don't know. There's a solution as far as controlling guns, and but you can't tell who's going to be crazy tomorrow. I mean, you know, I might be all right today, then I'll be crazy tomorrow and have a mental lapse. You just don't know when somebody's going to trip out. My girlfriend took my dog in my car. I got to shoot everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
For the record, Taz, you crazy today and tomorrow. Just for the record.
I'm very sane, but it just happens to be with the IN in front of it. I'm very sane.
Okay.
I'm very sane. So.
Okay.
I love y'all both. Thank you again for calling in another week. I might have to have some more guests because I'm getting ready to boot them two. I'm gonna talk to. I'm gonna call E and see what's going on. I think she's busy doing some stuff. She already posted today. And Roy, he called me all week to complain, but. I told him we dogged you out last week.
Yes, we got plenty to say if you want to show up, but you got to show up.
I would like to confront him about his non-voting if he's ever going to come back. Maybe that's why he ain't coming back.
He voted for the midterms. He just didn't vote when it was presidential.
You don't have to make an excuse for him.
Right.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you the truth. It's not an
excuse. Yeah, I get that, but I'm saying that
I'll wore him out myself.
That's a cover for
said,
what happened from what you didn't do.
Right.
I told him, look here, Jeffrey,
right.
You ain't got nothing to say. He ain't got nothing to say because he's part of the problem. That's why I called
right.
Him.
Redemption ain't, I don't need your redemption. I needed you to not put us in this situation.
Yeah,
don't be
I
part
need,
of the problem.
I don't need anybody talking about, I voted for the third party dude. Oh, my goodness. Let me take my shoe off and throw it upside your head.
I need
513.
And so, I need you to mush him right upside the head. Whoever says something stupid like,
yes.
No, he wasn't going with. I'm like, this is like going to Vegas and voting on the horse with the broken leg, and you still think he's going with?
You know, my conspiracy theory goes right back in.
Here we go.
I know what you're going to say on this one. I'm with you on it. Go ahead, Donna.
I don't know what you're going to say.
When that third party shows up, somebody has to cut a check. And if you know that you put one more black man in the race against that one, you're going to at least take away something from him. And that's what you're counting on. You're trying to make sure you split something to keep the one guy who's not like you, to keep him from getting in.
Yes,
somebody's pocketbook somewhere getting paid.
I agree with you, D. Lovely, because that is the truth. That is the truth.
And my theory comes to fruition.
Yep.
It ain't no theory. You spitting the facts right there. That's the truth. That's what happens. So
I wonder where Jill Stein is. I ain't heard nothing from her. She must be somewhere spending her money.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
She's probably in Russia because she was sent out there.
Went back home.
Yeah. Remember they had the picture of her sitting with Putin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm
wow.
Not, let me go on. I digress. The show is over with. The music came on. Thank y'all again for calling in.
All right.
We'll probably have about 20 more things to talk about next week because it ain't, hey, these races ain't over. Florida's
all
right. In the head.
You know it.
The show ain't over. The fat lady ain't sung yet.
It ain't over.
The party ain't over.
Like that, hey, what that black lady in Georgia said, can't stop, won't quit.
Can't stop.
That lady, her last name is Brown. Matter of fact, I friended her the other day because she's friends with another. She sings. She does music. And she's friends with one of my other friends that do music in Atlanta. So I was like, wow, I didn't know she sung. So
I don't know who that is.
You know who I'm talking about, the black lady with the red hair, the braids, that keep fussing about this voter suppression in Georgia.
I don't know.
No, you know she's been on TV up and down talking about it won't stop. It won't.
I know who
she
is.
Wait a minute. She was the lady that was with the bus of elderly people that got stopped.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know who she was. I still don't know who she
is.
Yeah, she's a singer. She's a singer and activist now, I guess. But I hit her up on Facebook the other day because she's friends with a couple of friends that I know in Atlanta.
Okay.
And I didn't know she sung. All right. I'll talk to y'all hopefully next week. Peace.
We'll give
it
a shot.
Talk to y'all next week.
All right. Take care, Larissa.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Taz.
Bye.